Welcome to the Uncompromising Faith Podcast. Why don't you pull up a chair and make yourself comfortable? My name is Homer Less, and along with my wife, Wanda Ring, we are inviting you to join us as we explore what it means to walk by faith.
Well, howdy, folks. We welcome you back to the Uncompromising Faith Podcast. Going through the wilderness led us through many experiences, right, Wanda?
Yes.
And one of the things that we experienced was the loss of all our possessions. We lost our cats, we lost everything we owned, and we were thrust out into homelessness. One of the issues that came up as we were wandering was this issue of justice. I can't say how many times that on our journey we would cry out to God for justice, because what had happened to us seemed so very unjust. When you follow God, when you pursue Him with a passion, and then you get led into a situation where you lose everything, it's not only counterintuitive to the way faith is presented to us today, but it also seems inherently unjust to lose everything. And even though God had promised that we would at some point in the future be recompensed for what we lost, there was more to it than just that. The concept of justice really was ringing in our hearts a whole time we were homeless, wasn't it, Wanda?
Yes, it was, because we didn't really quite understand yet the purpose of the wilderness. The fact that the wilderness is meant to actually get rid of your self nature. And so with the getting rid of the self nature, God in His mercy will design a wilderness experience for you that is designed to do just that. And it may, like for us, include losing everything. The Word of God says that there is no one who has not given up houses and lands and the family that will not be returned to them. But in order for that to happen, returning, there has to be a losing. I was reading the other day in Psalms 94, and this is key because it also, again, points out the fact that there has to be a losing before there can be a return. And it's interesting that the Washington prayer movement today was called the return. But these scriptures from Psalms 94, starting in verse 12, it says, "Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man whom you discipline and instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law. And believe me, you are disciplined in the wilderness, that you may give him power to keep himself calm in the days of adversity." Because in the wilderness, you come sometimes wonder, God, where are you in the midst of this very difficult journey that I'm in? "Until the inevitable pit of corruption is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off nor spurn his people, neither will he abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the uncompromisingly righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it." Well, there you go. In order for justice to return, it means that there seems to be a season where it feels lifted and there is no recompense. And you say to yourself, where is the justice in this season of the wilderness? But God says right here, justice will return to the uncompromisingly righteous. That is the fact that when God leads you through the wilderness, you are going to feel that justice is lifted, and it's lifted for a season because God is trying to do something in your life where you are called to trust Him. But then He brings it back, just like I said, no one who has given up will not receive again the houses and lands and the mothers and fathers and the children. But it's gone for a while, it's lifted.
We need that justice to return. It's been gone for so long. The amount of evil that has just infiltrated every level of society and taken the high places has been incredible. And so when we step out in faith and when we start following Him and He starts realigning us back into what is just, we're not only going to have to face the fact that our own self-nature is full of injustice and violence and evil and betrayal. But once we understand that, and have that course correction. We can walk in justice, and we can administer justice to the weak, the poor, the orphan, the widow. And I don't mean that we have to be judges of the Supreme Court or even judges. We don't have to have a position of authority to bring justice in and around where we live. We fight for what is right. And I think this is one thing that we learned in the wilderness, is that living by faith and crying out for justice means that it has to start with us. And as we are changed, then that justice of God can flow through us in our area, and then it can spread.
But there has to be a return of justice, as I just read. Because when it's lifted, that means that there is an account that's unbalanced. And it has to come back to balance. It has to come back to a place where the account balances and there's holiness in that account. And when there is a lifting of justice, the account is weighted on the side of unrighteousness, because you're feeling very much that you haven't been heard, or, you know, your case hasn't gone before the court. But when it comes back to a place of balance, you're heard. And God says very clearly that there would be a return of justice for the uncompromisingly righteous, meaning that you wait for the Lord. You don't take it in your own hands. The Lord is the one that deals with it. He's the one that balances your case in the heavenlies.
And likewise, every person who's been through a wilderness or is going through a wilderness, when they see the injustice happening, it's happening to them and in them, and as they go through it, they have to learn that it's God who is the great judge, not us, and live freely, because you can't have freedom without justice.
This is what you'll feel like. In Hebrews 10, verse 34, it says, "For you did sympathize and suffer long with those who were imprisoned, and you bore cheerfully the plundering of your belongings and the confiscation of your property, in the knowledge and consciousness that you yourself had a better and lasting possession." And yes, that's exactly what happened. We had the plundering of our belongings, the confiscation of our property. It was driven away before our eyes. But you leave it with the Lord. And in James chapter 2, it says, "So speak and so act as people who are to be judged under the law of liberty, the moral instruction given by Christ, especially about love. For to him who has shown no mercy, the judgment will be merciless. But mercy, full of glad confidence, exalts victoriously over judgment." Meaning that even in the midst of the plundering of your possessions, even in the midst of the confiscation of your property, even in the midst of what appears to be injustice, you say, "Lord, I submit myself to you. I'm submitting my case before you, great God of the universe, great God of heaven, to that I am to love mercy in the midst of this, and that you, Lord God, will do justice on my behalf." And this is the attitude we're supposed to have. If we don't, what will happen? We'll become bitter, we'll become angry, we will love justice, and that loving justice will actually be an arm of the flesh, and we will end up very much causing ourselves distress and others around us, because we're going to hold that trespass because we're not giving it back to the Lord. And that's a dangerous thing. So I just want to forewarn you, beloved saints, that when God calls you to go to the wilderness, be prepared to be stripped, even from Hebrews 10, verse 34, and to maintain the fact that there will be a season where we'll feel like justice is lifted, but it will return if you have the right attitude and let the season of the wilderness have full play in you, so that you don't become one that becomes bitter, but you say, "Oh God, it doesn't matter what has been taken from me, take self from me, only give me back your Son. Give me back the image of Jesus, so that I love mercy and do justice, and I throw myself into the hands of the living God."
Well said. As an encouragement, I think in this year, we have seen so much loss. We've seen people losing loved ones. They've lost belongings. They've lost so much in this season. And yet, they're trying to pursue God. They're trying to reach out to Him. They're trying to walk in faith. And yet, it seems like everything is going against them. But that's exactly where you need to be. God is shaking things up, because He's planning on restoring for many people that which has been lost, the path of faith. the path of justice, the path to holiness. And I want to encourage the listeners to press in, to not quit, because even as we were being stripped, and even as we were going through these trials, and we were begging God to bring justice, we had to be patient. Because just the doing of justice takes time. The way it works is this. When we step out in faith, Satan is given leave to test us. Remember Job? He was the finest man in all the earth. And what did God do? He brought him to Satan's attention. So Satan was able to test Job. So there is a season when we walk in faith where Satan is allowed to test us, to press us, to bring out the self nature and to expose what's in us first. So once this season is done, my friends, then we can reach into that place where we can cry out to God for justice and we will see it happen. And this is what I want to encourage our listeners about. You will see justice happen, but only if you are on the side of God. If you're not on His side, it will look worse and worse for you.
Yes, and that's what I was saying before, because if you do not understand it from the perspective of allowing God to move in His timing, you will take it into your own hands and it will not turn out well for you. So you have to wait for the Lord. Because remember, we are called to forgive, release our trespasses, we are called to love mercy and do justice, and we need to wait for the Lord. And the other podcast that we did was about the eagles. And when you wait upon the Lord and you wait for the Lord, your strength is renewed and you can fly above the earth in praise and in worship. And being content with what Paul said, whether I have a little or a lot, I've learned the secret of contentment. And the Lord says, with food and clothing, you shall be content. And so that's why He does test us to take everything away, like He did with Job. But justice returned to Job, because every son that he receives, he chastens, he disciplines, he scourges, he rebukes, because it's to return to us the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And many believers do not understand the season of the cross, where the Lord will, you know, basically remove from you anything that would in any way be an idol in your life. But you have to be able just to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to wait for you, because I do know that you are not a man that you should tell or act a lie, and that your promises are sure and yes and amen in Jesus Christ. And you wait for Him. You wait for Him. You don't want to do anything out of His timing. And even when it seems like everything is lost, like with Job or like I read in Hebrews, remember what I said at the beginning of this podcast, Psalms 94, justice will return to the uncompromisingly righteous. That's the key. That's the caveat. The uncompromisingly righteous. Meaning, you've already been led into this by the Lord. He's doing it for His reasons. And if He lifts things from your life and it seems like you're not receiving justice, He will return it in His good time. That's His promise to the uncompromisingly righteous.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you for joining us on this Uncompromising Faith podcast. We hope you have been encouraged in your walk of faith and want to learn more. We can be found at www.uncompromisingfaith.ca, where you can read more of what you just heard here, download our book, and connect with others that share in your passion for Jesus. May God bless you richly.